AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel has launched strikes on Iran's nuclear program and military sites. AP correspondent Sam Mednick reports from Tel Aviv on Iran's retaliation and how people are reacting.
Just hours ago, Iran launched more than 100 drones towards Israel. People here were bracing to see what was going to happen. Israel's military has said that it intercepted a lot of them outside of Israel's borders. It's still unclear, though, right now, if more are going to come, if Iran is also going to send ballistic missiles as well, but cars are driving here, people are on the streets, there were people in the sea, and so people here in Tel Aviv, there's a mix of caution and skepticism and concern, of course, of what's going to happen, but people are also continuing to go about their lives right now as they wait and see what's going to come next. Now, this came after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear program early Friday morning. Israel said it killed top military commanders. It also struck nuclear and military sites.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said this will go on for as many days as it takes and was a preemptive strike to stop Iran's possible threat of building nuclear bombs. Investigators searched the Air India crash site for evidence and more victims.
Investigators continue to search the site of one of India's worst aviation disasters, while Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with the lone surviving passenger a day after an Air India plane split apart and fell from the sky, killing over 240 people on board and several on the ground. The London-bound Boeing 787 Dreamliner struck a medical college hostel when it fell in a residential area of the northwestern city of Ahmedabad minutes after takeoff on Thursday. DNA testing is being conducted to identify bodies that were mostly charred beyond recognition. More victims are expected to be found in the search at the crash site. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. JJ Spahn's hot start set the tone to open golf's third major of the year. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
JJ Spahn's major inexperience at one of America's toughest golf courses served him well.
I kind of came out here with, you know, no prior history at Oakmont, not really knowing what to expect.
After missing the cut in his first U.S. Open in 2021, the 34-year-old fired a bogey-free 66 to claim a one-shot lead after one round in his second start at the tournament at treacherous Oakmont.
I just tried to kind of take what the course gave me. I hit a lot of good shots.
Defending U.S. Open winner Bryson DeChambeau and PGA champion Scottie Scheffler each shot 73. Patrick Reed recorded a rare albatross with a double eagle at the par 5 fourth in his 73. Masters winner Rory McIlroy stumbled to an opening 74. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.